Welcome back to another Casually Random with me, Keezus, where we do random talks about casual things, topics, tips, I don't know, things about my life. And I know it has been a convoluted amount of time, and I feel like every time I record an episode, something happens where I can't record another episode. So, off the wall things, she's fine now, I'll put that out front, but recently, my wife had to go to the hospital for a fever of unknown origin. They have theories, but they still couldn't, figure it out at the end of the day. So that's what, caused a lot of delay. And I was just not in the, content brain. I was just not in it to be in it, And obviously when things happen, family's first and foremost. And you just don't, you're not locked in. But she's fine now. I'm back and I'm locked in. And, speaking of locking in, we have a little bit of a morning routine, a little bit of a nighttime routine, you feel me? You get what I'm saying? Recently on the internet, someone named Ashton Hall, who has now been copied and memed to the ends of the earth, released a morning routine. Honestly, let's go check that out, because very important, for men's health and importance of, looking your best, feeling your best. We got to look into it. Oh, it's like the most searched right now. Is the most searched. Here we go. Fairly respectable start, making sure your teeth are clean, you're brushed, you don't got that stank breath overnight, but it's only 3 o'clock in the morning, okay, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, but we pull out the Saratoga water, wash the mouth, Saratoga, took 1 minute to walk outside, 3 minutes to do some push, yo, let's go to that Brawley stance outside is crazy. If you don't know what I'm talking about, there's like a meme of like Brawley and Omni-Man, like squatted like this, tooted like this. This stance is crazy. Okay, we sat up and reflected, I guess. At 4:22 a.m., you have to be serious about the Lord's business. I'm not going to lie to you. There's no shot you're not serious about the Lord's business. There's only two people up at that time. Multiple people. You, everyone like you, and God. Those are the only people up at that time. Let's be real. Using more Saratoga water, dip in the face. I feel it. 6 a.m. Is the sun even up? Is the sun even up at this time? Taking 20, 30 minutes to get ready. Me too, King. Me too. And then it still takes me an hour to leave the house. Oh, shit. We run out of the gym. From 7:36 to 7:40, we're in the air. Who am I? Who am I to say he wasn't, Who am I to say he wasn't? Getting clean. This is where you lose me. All right, this is where you lose me. I have no scientific background on the benefits of banana on the face, but you need to tell me. Tell me why. You can't just do this and not say why. Why are we rubbing the banana peel on our face? Does it make me younger? Does it make me older? What's it doing to me? Why are we doing this? Why are we doing this? Another bowl. Saratoga's back. So what does he do? I like watch these. There's like more. Hold on. Where's the one where he's like doing wind sprints? There's like one where he's doing wind sprints outside. And we need to talk about this. I don't think it's fake. He gets 50k views. Is this where he's getting his money from, YouTube? Should I make a YouTube of just me running? Hello? Anyway, I can't find it. There's like a video of him like... Oh, here it is. Here it is. Look at this. Bowl in. Chugging along. Man, oh man. Oh man. So yeah, that's you. Lads, gentlemen. If your morning routine isn't this, what are you doing? If you're not dipping your face in water, ice cold water, every hour, Saratoga ice cold water, every hour, you're ruining the game. You're not even in the game. You need to be doing that. Keeps you, you know, healthy for longer. You know, this is not health advice. I do not know. I'm just assuming. I'm assuming the benefits, and I need to not, but I'm assuming the benefits. It's going to keep you healthy longer, all right? But if that's not your cup of tea, then, you know, don't do a morning routine. I'm pretty sure you will be fine. You'll be fine not rubbing banana on your face. Maybe. Some people like bananas in their face. Different kind of bananas. Bananas all over the... Blah, blah, blah. Oh, let's not put the Glock sound. Let's not put the Glock sound. Oh, man. I mean, props to him. If he's making his bag from making videos of him running or, you know, dipping his face in water, he's making his bag. And we are all the followers and the lamos for not making our bag that way. Because you're either going to be a leader or you're going to be a follower. His quotes, not mine. We'll make sure we're all not memeing, you know, the internet. There's like one more thing. So I always wondered, like, I was watching his videos and I was wondering where, you know, he got all his money to do all this from. But if it's from YouTube, good for him. He had like 50 million shit. Maybe that's new. But where, like, well, let me find a morning routine. So every morning routine video that made fun of that, or at least the large majority, they all had like Mercedes G-Wagons. I'm so confused. How can we just afford everything to have everyone have a Mercedes G-Wagon? We're doing morning routines. This video is titled Black Man Morning Routine Breaks the Internet. That's crazy. Anyway, I can't find them, but why'd you see so many people pulling out of G-Wagons? I'm like, how, like, why? First and foremost, it's a cool looking car. Way too much money in maintenance and all that. You will not catch me. All right, you will not catch me. But I still respect the hustle. But segmenting away from that, we have a new ad video. Hold on, check it out. We have a word from our sponsor, which is me. So look at that. Yo, this is a word from our sponsor, me. If you want to see all the Pokemon stuff that I do, you know, the Iron Mons, that's youtube.com/Keezus81, or just search up Keezus. You'll know the one. It's me with the Arceus. If you want my podcast, something a little more freeform and random, youtube.com/casuallyrandom for the podcast, for vlog style commentaries and vlog style reviews. And, you know, if you want to see the other games, more of the spicier stuff, you know, the dating sims maybe, the roguelites, check out youtube.com/KeezusEX for all the extra content that we have going on. Shout out. Thank you for being a supporter. And make sure you watch and subscribe and like all the little channels. Bye. All right, welcome back. Okay. Let's have a little chat. All right. So, you know, right now, economically, we're in a weird spot. I get it. Everything costs more, tariffs, da da da. Well, because of all that, we're going through a divorce. Canada government has officially said they want to divorce us, or they are divorcing us, the U.S. And what's crazy is Canada gets a lot of goods from us. And we get some goods from Canada, but a lot of Canada stuff comes from us. Not in a bad way, not in a good way, just like we sell a lot of things across the border, they sell a lot of things back. So for them to openly be like, oh, we're divorcing, crazy times, wild times, wicked, wicked times. And like, what do we do? Can we make up? Can we break to make up, you know? Can we give it flowers and be like, listen, don't leave us. Listen, I love the Canada homies. I have a lot of friends in Canada. Canada's fun. I've been to Canada twice in my, well, maybe three times in my lifetime. It's good time. It is a good time. And it's, you know, it's sad to see a breakup happen, a divorce. Not just a breakup, but a divorce. It's sad to see a divorce happen. But I get it. We are being the abusive side here. All because of, you know, what we have. We're being the abusive side. And they're just like, we're not standing for it anymore. You're not going to beat me anymore. I'm tired of it. Now, before I get this gut... No, I'm kidding. Relax. They're just not going to, you know, fight for it anymore, you know? Sometimes these things happen. Breakups happen. These things tend to not fall in line all the time. Sorry, I was trying to, like... see the official quote, but I'm just getting all like all how to get divorced in Canada, which is crazy, but they officially want to leave us, and it's okay. It's not, but for the sake of the situation, we just have to grin and bear it. Give it our all. We didn't do the best we could. Let's be real. We didn't do the best we could, but we could have do better. We can do better. But you can only sit and take the abuse for so long before you're like, yeah, we're done. And they're like, we're done. And I can't fault them for being done. Love them very much so. And wish you all the best. And then maybe we can get back together. Maybe we'll get married again. And maybe we'll have the happiest of lives. But for right now, they're gone. They said, fuck that. Let me see if I can... No. I don't want to know about celebrity divorces. I want to see the... Oh, here we go. We got it. Ladies and gentlemen, we got it. I don't have anyone to pull this up for me, so I can't be like, oh, pull this up. But you get the gist. So they're leaving us officially, and there's nothing we can do about that unless we figure out how to renegotiate these tariffs and terms. But I don't know. They've been saying we're going to war for forever. And so if we're going to war. Hopefully not, though. The last thing on the ticket, is X is sold again. Now, what does that mean? Well, Elon Musk sold X/Twitter.com to Elon Musk, owner of XAI.com. You know, sometimes we all dream of selling businesses to ourselves. I think. I don't know. And I really don't know what that means. I don't know if he gets like a tax write-off, but it sold for $33 billion. So he sold X for $33 billion. Okay, this says $40 billion, $45 billion. I don't know. Somewhere on there. But yeah, valuing at $33 billion. So he sold Twitter that he bought to his AI company that he owns, but I don't know. Couldn't he just have written it over? Like, I don't know how you can buy something from yourself. Because I don't make that much money, so I will never know. And I don't own a business or two businesses, so I can transfer business from business. But the ramifications of what happens from that, I do not know. Is Are we going to see more AI bots and the nasty lewd bots all over X more? I don't know. It's weird. Is it a power move? Is logistics move? What do you gain? Does it get him out of debt? I don't think so, because now the debt will just like transfer over when it's not making money, unless he plans to pump AI onto it to generate money. Listen, y'all, I don't know. I ain't got nothing. It don't make no sense. That man just don't make no sense. Doge just don't make no sense, but it's here. It's being sold again. Will it be better? Probably not. Will it be worse? Maybe. Or it just might stay the same. It's still probably the most largely used social media right now. Cause I wish Blue Sky could have thrived, but it's just not. It's slow. Not many people over there. And I don't know. It just doesn't have as much advertisement. Threads is actually popping off a little bit. I've been on and off Threads, but the problem with Threads, right? Let's break it down. The problem with Threads is because it's on Instagram's algorithm, it tracks me too much. You know, if I look at doggy photos of little cute puppies, then Threads will just send me constant like, oh, here's dog, here dog. And I don't want to see that. Sometimes I want the juicy stuff, the craziness. That's what Twitter still has, the craziness. Now, don't get me wrong. Sometimes it's over the top. Sometimes it's too much. But it's still on there, you know? Still spicy. Threads is like, for instance, if I look at a hospital, or if I'm in the hospital and looking at things on the hospital, that's all I get for the next however long until a new algorithm hits that I looked up. He's just going to send me constant, oh, I went to the hospital, my, you know, significant other's in the hospital. I live in the hospital, twerked in the hospital, twerked in the rain at the hospital. It's all there. It just bashes you across the skull with the algorithm that it has. So come on now. Come on, Threads. Come on, Instagram. Can you chill? I just need you to chill a little bit. Just a little bit of chill goes a long way. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Can we do that? It won't, because that's how it gets us hooked in there. So good luck trying to get away from Instagram and Threads when that's all you have, because it's tracking your every move. So I say all that to say this. It do not matter anymore. Whatever happens in the U.S. stays in the U.S., apparently, because everyone's leaving our, you know, treaties, and we're leaving treaties. So ain't no common ground anymore. So stay happy. Stay healthy. I'm a pop up out of here. I need to buy some more Saratoga water and bananas before the shortage hits, because everyone's buying those and we're not buying eggs anymore. So I hope you have a good one, and check out the next episode.